When invasive green crabs were first spotted on the beaches of Annette Island on July 22nd, the critters were dead. This time, they were alive. Staff from the community's Division of Fish and Wildlife have been combing the beaches and waters around Metlakatla for the five-spined, spindly-legged critters that federal officials have called one of the most invasive marine species around. And on Wednesday, the tribe announced they found 10 live crabs. That tally includes 4 from late last week and 6 from Tuesday. And Albert Smith, Metlakatla's mayor, says that 3 more crabs were caught on Thursday for a total of 13. The crabs are largely falling into salmon traps around Tamgis Harbor.
There's a salmon trap that's been there for hundreds of years, and that's kind of where they're congregating a little bit because it's like a tide pool. So that's where they've been catching them.
Shrimp pots are also being used to catch the crabs, which is how staff from the Division of Fish and Wildlife caught at least one crab on Thursday. Another was found in an area with lots of eelgrass. Of the 13 trapped live crabs, 3 are female and 10 are male. Smith says the tribe scientists are preserving them alive for now for research.
Right now, the people that are catching them are Fish and Wildlife staff. So they're bringing them right to the office, and then we put them in a bucket of water and then put them in the refrigerator until they can get all the data they need from them.
Smith says that the crabs can live for pretty long under those conditions and that the seawater in the buckets is routinely changed out. In a statement, Metlakatla Indian Community says tribal officials are working with federal and state partners to conduct genetic analysis and outreach efforts. Smith says he's concerned about what it means for the community's traditional food sources.
They go after salmon habitat and salmon fry. Also, they go after most of all of our subsistence lifestyle.
But at the same time, the discoveries haven't been a total surprise.
We've been watching them work their way up the coast into Haida Gwaii and then also over by Prince Rupert last year, which isn't far from here.
Smith says he'd like to avoid a situation like Washington State's experience dealing with the invasive crabs. The appearance of the species prompted Governor Jay Inslee to issue an emergency proclamation. For now, Metlakatla scientists are keeping an eye on the area and trapping the crabs. The goal of that work is to learn more about just how many might be in the area. As for what to do with the crabs, NOAA strongly advises against releasing the invasive crabs back into the water. Smith says the community is still discussing options, but he says adding the crabs to the community's garden compost pile might be a good idea. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Reagan Miller.